in politics. This is Iowa's day. But suddenly tomorrow, things shift to New Hampshire, which is where Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca is going. We spoke to him before he headed out from New York to ask about his reporter's agenda.
I have a number of questions just as a consumer of news information. You know, one of the things I want to report on is why has the media just decided to make New Hampshire such an important event? I understand it's the first in the nation primary, but it's almost to me like covering the first inning of the World Series exclusively. Now, it's a little different because, you know, during the World Series, one of the teams doesn't decide that, hey, I don't have enough money and quit. But still, it's a long race. If the media just held its breath and waited a week, five states have a primary the next week, you'd have so many more delegates on the table. You'd really get a much better idea about what's really going on.
Mike, it's too late. We bought the ticket. You're going.
Yeah, well, one of the other things I want to get to is when you talk about individual candidates, one of the candidates that's getting a lot of media attention is Howard Dean, and the line on Dean is he's tapping into the Democrats' anger. Well, I have a feeling that there are a lot more complex emotions at stake than anger. I mean, when you personally talk to someone and ask them why they're voting, the first things out of their mouth isn't, I'm angry at George Bush or I'm angry at the way the country is going. There's normally a lot of things going on, so I hope to dig a little bit deeper past the one-line explanation for each of the candidacies. You know, Clark, he's the war candidate. Kerry, running on his record. Lieberman, running on experience. I'd like to know what people are really thinking and getting from these candidates.
Have you ever been to New Hampshire, Mike?
No, never in my life.
Okay, it's going to be fun this week. We'll look forward to your reports. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Alex.